Misguided Astrology Podcast, the podcast that is dedicated to misguiding you. I'm your host, Katie, here with your transits for the week of January 17th through January 23rd, 2021. Well, friends, some weeks are better than others, and this week will be worse than most. Just kidding, but not really. The key word for the astrology of this week is challenging. Mars will be meeting Uranus in Taurus this Tuesday through Wednesday, forming an exact conjunction. Beep-boop! What the hell does this mean? Well, this is the meeting of two formidable energies. This conjunction represents a cataclysmic event that has been years in the making. Sounds hot, right? Let's have a look at the real-life chart of Donald Trump. Tronald Dump. Forrest Gump. Uranus is in his 10th house. Hallmarks of this transit are usually involving changes related to occupation, social status, reputation, a drastic fall from power and social grace, and or a desire to break free from repressive government authorities. Sounds kind of familiar, right? No matter who is actually repressing who, the perspective in question does check out. This Wednesday, the Mars conjunction peaks. This is coinciding with the inauguration and Trump's official departure from the White House.
Sucks to suck.
In lieu of this, you may be thinking, hey, the week doesn't sound so bad. And in this aspect, I guess it's not. But we each have our own Mars-Uranus conjunction to contend with. Imagine if you were in Trump's shoes. Actually, never mind, because that's stupid. But the point being is, this conjunction event is coinciding with his bad day. Oh, and one more thing about the Mars-Uranus conjunction. It is also known as the transit of rebellion, a sudden urge to assert freedom. This is an influence that we are all subject to. So cheers, mates. What do you say? Shall we get into it? This is your weekly horoscope. Taurus, you little My Chemical Romance. Get out of your thick head. You're so worried about the news getting out that you'll be the one whose flappy lips spill the beans. Or simply, realize it's not that big a deal and stop hoarding trivial shit amongst yourself. Moon conjunct Chiron in your 12th house is ensuring that you are your own worst enemy. Whether it's real or not, if you perceive it, it is a reality. You have to get out of your own way. Do something grounding. Is it too cliche to suggest meditation? Maybe make an overly elaborate dinner. Apps, entrees, desserts, and a wine that's too fine. Cope, don't mope. I'm so sorry. Midweek, the Mars-Uranus conjunction is in your first house of self. Uranus has already been here since 2019 and will remain here until 2027. It is a slow transit that will encounter many influences along the way, and by the end you can expect that your relationship with the outside world will be radically redefined. Old limitations you've been holding yourself to need to be left behind, and you may have to sever your relationships with things that held importance in the past. Relationships that truly allow you to be yourself will survive this period. But expect those relationships that don't serve you to fall away. Your mission during this transit is liberation. If this is a realization you have already come to, then overall it may not be so jarring. Consciousness expanding techniques are favored during this time for you. So forget about the cliches and just get to meditating. Mars, the planet of energy, is here this Tuesday, Wednesday to add fuel to this fire. Dramatic change is possible, should you choose to accept it. Even if you don't choose to accept it, it's happening. Sorry, Charlie. The only option is surrender. When times are tough, I tell myself this. Never put off until tomorrow what you can say goodbye to forever today. End of the week is a time of critical communications with those around you. But heck, it's Aquarius season. Come together with your kindred folk and dish about the week. Pop a bottle with the ones you love while you vent about the ones you don't. Community and friendship are boosted during this period and are important in the scheme of overcoming difficult times. Just don't share glasses and don't spit on each other. We can't afford any more loss right now. Alrighty, Taurus, that's all for now. Thank you for listening to the Misguided Astrology Podcast. I'll be seeing you next week.